This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, August 18th. God's word to you today is where versus how. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 37, verse 3, and it says, "And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know." We have been looking at Jesus' intent, Jesus' question, and Philip's response for the past few days, because there is so much to learn as it relates to our walk with God, to leadership, and to relationships with people. The challenge is people are not able to respond appropriately when asked a question because they did not stay with the question for long enough. John 6 verses 5 to 7 says, "Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, 'Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?' He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, 'Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them.'" Philip probably thought, "Is this man disillusioned? Does he understand the gravity of what is on ground? Maybe I need to enlighten him, to give him the big picture that there is no money anywhere." The truth is that even if Philip wanted to give Jesus the big picture view on things, when he lands the big picture, he would have answered the question, right? But that was not the case. There was no recourse or reference to the question asked. You would also agree with me that it was not that Philip did not know where the bakery was. If the quantity of the bread was not so humongous in Philip's mind, Philip would have pointed out the location of the bakery. Philip knew where the bakery was, but his focus was on something else. It was not that there would be capacity issues later. Let's say the bakery in Bethsaida could only bake 50 loaves per day, and we're looking at 5,000 men, not counting women and children. If that was the issue, Philip would have said to Jesus, "Lord, there is nowhere to get this volume of bread in this area." So it means that he knew where the bakeries were, and he knew that the bakery had the capacity to supply Jesus' request. But his conclusion was, "There is no money to buy it." Jesus was asking, "Where?" But Philip was answering, "How? How is this possible?" The issue with Philip is not a question of where. Philip knew where. The issue with Philip was a question of how. How in the world can we afford it? When we answer the questions we are not being asked, we are responding to things we do not understand, even when we understand the question. "Do you want to be made whole?" Jesus asked the man that was lame for 38 years. And his response was, "I have no man." We respond to questions based on our own limitations. As human beings, we struggle with how a lot. Many times, God wants us to define what and we cannot define what, or begin to operate in what, because we are wondering how can these things be. The angel said to Mary, "You will conceive." And she says, "How? I am a virgin." One of the best things you can do for yourself in your walk with God is to leave how to God. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the wisdom to lean into the Holy Spirit so that my responses will always be the God responses. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.